Ergen hicks and delivers, and there's a strike at the letters and 2-1. Turning out to be an unbelievably nice afternoon here at Kimball Baseball Park, Express Field. And Beyer skies this one to center field. Tommy Lynn shading over. And the right field gap. And makes the catch for out number one. One out. And to the plate, Ben Johnson. Ben walked in his first at bat. Ended up being stranded on the base paths. Marquardt first with one out. Ergen's pitch outside, a ball, 1-0. Ergen and Isaac Litvich. The pitcher-catcher combo here for Pearl Lake. And that pitch sails on Mitch Ergen. Had Blitchvich reaching up, the umpire bailing out. And the count calls no strikes. Ergen running. And here's a shot to center by Johnson. Tommy Lynn, back by the warning track, makes the catch for the out. Tommy never took his eyes off that ball, and he was feeling for the wall behind him. Boy, Johnson hit it on a rope. Two outs, nice catch by Lynn. Tommy, respecting his power, played fairly deep. It's 372 to straightaway center fielder. That ball probably would have hit very close to the base of the fence. And Brian Marquardt steps up to the plate. Brian got looked in his first at bat, takes a strike call, and 1-1. The ball's strike. And Ergen's a little bit low, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. And the kick. That's low. And 2-1. 2-1 the count. Scott Mark on at first yet. That leadoff single here in the third. Pitches high and 3-1. Three balls, one strike. 1-0, Pearl Lake leads here in the third. As we get another train coming down the tracks. Ergen's pitch, ball four outside. Train and Kimball. So first and second for the Express. Two outs. Mitch Ergen has walked his fourth man today near Zap Supka. Zach walked back in the second. The Express have had base runners, and that's going to go behind Supka on to third. And now the home plate umpire is saying that did hit Supka on the backside of his shoulder. And that'll load him up. That is train number three today here in Kimball. First one during the game. I had two in the hour prior to the start of the game. Bases loaded. Mitch Ergen on the rubber. He toes that rubber. Scott Marquardt over at third. Brian Marquardt at second. And Kyle Winter at the plate. And Winter takes a strike called 0-1. A ball, strike. As the train leaves town. There's strike two on the outside corner and 0-2 now to Kyle Winter. No balls, strikes. Big opportunity here for the Express. And that pitch is inside and it's going to hit Winter. And that's going to score the tying run as Scott Marquardt comes in to score. Winter to first, Sefka to second, Brian Marquardt to third, and we are tied 1-1. Tim Boyd out to have a word with his left-hander. The base is loaded here in the inning. Base hit by Scott Marquardt, then two fly balls to straightaway center field. And then Ergen proceeded to walk Brian Marquardt. He hit Scott Sefka and now hit Kyle Winter. And 1-1 our score as Joe Van Walde steps to the plate. Joe so far today, 0-for-1. He bounced into a fielder's choice in his only at bat. Looking for a big hit here and the third. Ergen's going to work out of the windup. And this just cracks the bat. It was a quick throw by Fox to second to get the force out. Nice play by Max as he had a throw over the top of Kyle Winter to get to the shortstop covering on the play Ryan Winicky, and that'll do it for the Express here in the third. They come up with one run and one hit. There was no errors and three left on base. We played three. Kimball won and Pearl Lake won. Amateur baseball on KASM. We're back in a minute.
All right, it is 3 degrees, 3 o'clock here. And 67 degrees here in central Minnesota. Heading back out to Kimball for more amateur baseball, here is Randy Rothstein.
Thank you, Cassandra. As we make our way to the fourth inning here at Express Field, home of the 2017 state champion, Kimball Express. New ball, 1-1 our score. And here's Chad Kunkel. Chad up at the plate. As Walner kicks and delivers, and Kunkel a ground ball too short. That'll come up on the Express shortstop. And that took a bad hop. A really bad hop on Joe Van Walde. A rule in an air. Kunkel State. He reached on a walk in his first at bat. And Andy Lynn to the plate. And time called by home plate umpire. Andy Lynn back into the box. Kunkel leads from first. Wallner's pitch. Eye for a ball. 1-0. You're just joining us. 1-1 our score. This is Central Valley League baseball. Zach Wong delivers right down the middle. And count one ball strike. Of course, the Central Valley League with the Cold Spring Rockies, the Augusta Gussies, Luxembourg Brewers, Pearl Lake Lakers, Watkins Clippers, Eden Valley Hawks, Kimball Express. As here's a little chopper down the third base line, just foul as Brian Marquardt able to feel that as it crosses the chalk line. Foul. And the count of ball, two strikes. One and two. Nobody out for Pearl Lake here in the fourth. Lynn back to the box. Kunkel is the lead at first. And a swing and a miss. Andy Lynn is out on strikes. Chased an off-speed pitch. One down, and Kutcher Isaac Glit pitch to the plate. Isaac's on today, 0 for 1. Wallner's pitch. Glit pitch follows this one back and out of play. All one to count the blitz pitch. Kunkel is the lead. Blitz pitch takes high for a ball and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Wallner ready again for the Express. And the pitch a little bit inside, and two balls, one strike. Two and one. Wallner kicks and delivers. And this one's fouled to the net. Two and two now, the count. Two balls, two strikes. The kick pitch just missing inside, and the count now full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. And here's a shot up the middle. That's a solid base hit by Blitvich. Very patient in the batter's box, Isaac Blitvich, as he drives it right up the middle. And with one out, that'll bring number 9 hitter Max Fox to the plate. Tim Voigt saying something into his dugout right now. The runners take their lead. Max struck out in his first at-bat today. And the pitch called strike on the outside corner. And 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. Wallner ready. Looks back to second and pitch a little bit inside. And the count, one ball, one strike to Fox. One and one. There's Fox driving it to right field. Coming in, Scott Marquardt to make the catch. He'll throw back to second, and Kunkel has to hustle back. So two out. And we're going to get a pinch runner for Blitvich. Tommy Lynn stepping to the plate. Cole Dan is pinch running for Blitvich. Cole Dan. First pitch to Tommy Lynn is a strike, and 0-1. Tommy drills this into right field. That's a base hit. They're going to send Kunkel. Scotty Marquardt comes up with the throw. Here it is to the plate, not in time. Kunkel scores, and it's 2-1 Lakers. So Kyle Winter did not cut it. He let it come, and Scott didn't get as much on that throw as I think he would have liked. And it's 2-1 Lakers. Now Lynn gets an RBI. He is 2 for 2 with a walk today for the Lakers. Justin Kunkel to the plate. Justin 1 for 2. Runners at first and second. And Justin foul tips that one at the lake, at the plate, and a 1-1. That one went right into, I think, a little carom off the catcher's mask and then the umpire's mask. 0-1 the count. Blitvich at second, or actually Dan, the pinch runner, at second. And over at first, Tommy Lynn, which is outside a ball in 1-1. One ball, one strike. 2-1, Pearl Lake leading Kimball here in the fourth. This one's popped back to the backstop. Big pillars here on the backstop. And 1-2. Six man to bat for the Lakers here in the fourth. Wallner delivers. Here's a shot to Marquardt at third, and that one's going to scoot by Brian Marquardt trying to score. It's the pinch runner, Dan, and he takes an inside angle. The ball that bounced towards Sufka took an odd hop as the throw that came in from Dingman. Boy, oh boy. Kind of one hop, too, oddly. And so an RBI. That ball just kind of took three different hops on Brian Marquardt at third. And then Zach or Matt Dingman's throw home kind of took an odd hop on catcher Zach Sapka. And Pearl Lake scores another. Now 3-1. I'm going to give Brian Marquardt an air. Tommy ends up on third on the play. Over at second, it's Justin Kunkel. Here's Colton Kruth. And Colton will take high for a ball, 1-0. Two-run inning for the Lakers in the fourth. On the mound, Zach Wallner delivers. Here's a ground ball. Brian Marquardt goes to the backhand. That's long throw to first to Winter. 5-3 on the putout. And that will end the Lakers' threat here in the fourth. They scored 2 runs on 2 hits. There was 2 errors and 2 left on. After 4, or make it 3.5, 3.5, it's Pearl Lake 3 and Kimball 1. We're back at 30. We're live at Express Baseball Park. Let's take a 30-second timeout here on KESM. 3-1 our score. Pearl Lake 3 runs and 5 hits. They've committed 1 error and they have left 6 on base. Kimball, 1 run on 2 hits. They've committed 2 errors and Kimball today has left 7 on base already. Even with the 2 hits, Mitch Ergen has walked a few, hit a couple. And the first pitch, too. Matt Dingman is a strike called on. Matt Dingman, and then the top of the order, Austin Rooley, Scotty Marquardt. And the fourth, curveball is high, and the count 1-1. 1-1. Here's the pitch, and it's going to hit Dingman. And Mitch Ergen has hit his third batter of the game. And that'll bring Austin Willie to the plate. Austin, so far today, 1 for 2. Has Mitch Ergen ready again. Delivers. That's high and tight to Rooley. And 1-0. Matt Ding will take his lead at first. And Ergen's pitch is low and away. And 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch inside a ball and 3-0. Three old count. Leading at first is Dingman. And outside ball 4. And now Tim Boyd out to have another word with his pitcher. And this might be it for Mitch Ergen today. Mitch is 3. Walk 4. And giving up the 2 hits. Walk 5. And that will be it. Ergen's going to leave the game. And we're going to see the Lakers left fielder come in. There's a Twinicky. And Mitch will come on to pitch. Here in the bottom of the 4th inning. Hey, amateur baseball on KESM, our game of the week, brought to you by Albany and Richmond A&W, Gilliland Chevrolet in St. Cloud, Legendland Truck Center, Greenwald Pub, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Munich, Sox Center in Long Prairie, and Albany Chrysler Center. They bring us our game of the week today on KESM. Mitch Winicky, your right on in relief of Mitch Ergen. See who went out into left field right now for Pearl Lake. Might be Craig Clemens. Or it might be Ergen. It is Ergen that went out to left field. Okay. So Ergen in left. They just flop positions right now. Mitch Winicky here in the 4th, getting some warm up tosses in. There's nobody out. And Winicky. It's going to be ready to go here in about 2 pitches. Amateur baseball today on KASM. The scoring opened by Pearl Lake. They scored first, scoring 1 and 3rd. Kimball came back in the 3rd, tied it up. Top of the 4th inning, Pearl Lake scoring 2 to take that 3-1 lead. And now, number 2 hitter Scott Marquardt steps up to the plate for the Express. With runners at first and second, nobody out, and Mitch Winicky, the relief pitcher, on. Outfield, deep all the way around. Here's Winicky. Pitch. Marquardt takes the first pitch and lines it to left center field. That's going to roll up to the warning track. That'll score one. Dingman scores. Rooley coming to the plate. His slide safe at home, and it is tied at 3-3 on the double by Scott Marquardt. So Marquardt takes the first pitch from Mitch Winicky and ties this ball game up at 3-3. Bring Adam Dyer to the plate. Richmond is losing to St. Martin, 3-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Another amateur baseball score from the Stearns County League. Here in the fourth, it's 3-3, and Adam Beyer will get hit by a pitch right in the elbow from Winicky. For the Express today, that's four hit batters, five walks. And Ben Johnson to the plate. Ben is 0-1. He's got a walk. Mitch Winicky delivers. Here's a chopper to third. A quick one hopper over at third by Kunkel. Throw to second, and they get the lead runner at second. The relay to first, not in time. So 5-3, Ben Johnson safe on the first choice. Forced out Adam Beyer. Two outs. They'll make it one out. That is the first out, I mean, excuse me. So one out, runners at first and third. On the play, Scott Marquardt goes to third. Here's Brian Marquardt. 3-3 our score. Mitch Winicky delivers, and Marquardt takes inside for a ball, one of them. Brian Marquardt today, 0-1 with a walk in his last at bat. Runners first, third. Winicky ready on the mound. It's a little bit low. And the count, 2-0. Two balls, two strikes. Winicky ready again, working from the stretch. And that's inside, and 3-0. Nice stop by Blipich behind the plate. Three old count to Brian Marquardt. Catcher's at Zach Sufka on deck. And low ball four. So Winicky walks